So this is from ZNet.com. Amazon fixes Ring video doorbell Wi-Fi security vulnerability. Instead of securing the home, the Ring video doorbell could have given hackers access to the user's Wi-Fi network. Fortunately, I like how they write it that way. Fortunately, the security researchers discovered this flaw and Amazon has patched it. Yeah, how long did it take them to do it, and how long did it take them to patch it? I saw this legitimately on, I don't know what I was watching, but it was while my wife and I were watching Dancing with the Stars, but, they are running commercials now where they're actively encouraging you to put all these smart systems and whatever in your homes, like the smart locks and all this other crap. And the commercial literally shows a guy who's in his bedroom. He opens up the door remotely and lets the pizza guy in. How is this ever a good idea? Right? How is this ever a good idea for this kind of stuff? For people to be like, oh, I'm going to open the door remotely and have some random person come on in and drop off the pizza and not take anything else. Because there's no security on top of that. Once you let them into the house, it's not like you can keep an eye on them. All right, but this is by Danny Palmer of ZNet. A security vulnerability in Amazon's Ring Video Doorbell Pro devices could have allowed attackers to exploit the internet-connected doorbell to intercept the owner's Wi-Fi credentials. Awesome idea, right? So the things that are supposed to secure your home are actually giving people more access to them. Giving hackers unauthorized access to the network and potentially the devices on it. Like all your recording technology and so forth. The vulnerability has been disclosed by researchers at cybersecurity company Bitdefender, who noted that all Ring Doorbell Pro cameras have now received a security patch to mitigate the issue. Notice how they didn't say it solved the issue. It just mitigates. Ring doorbells have become one of the most popular internet-connected doorbells installed in smart homes, which they're really not that smart. These devices provide motion sensors and video surveillance capabilities that allow users, yada, 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 yada. Okay. One of the reasons people buy these doorbells is safety and the ability to ward off unwanted visitors. Even though we're coming up on the secular Christmas shopping season, which, by the way, MikeChurch.com/shop for all your Christmas shopping needs. You can find anything. You can find something for everyone at the Founders Trading Post. Okay, there's cigars, DVDs, books, T-shirts, bumper stickers, audio downloads. There is something, comic books. There is something for everybody at the Founders Trading Post. So stop there. Go there before you go to Amazon, please. And so we're going to see in the next couple weeks the videos from Ring doorbell cameras and others where people walk up and just take boxes. The boxes of Amazon crap that people order. It gets left in the front. And guess what? People are going to come up despite the fact they see the Ring doorbells and they just take the stuff anyway. Or I saw a video from Halloween. You know what they do now? They take an umbrella, they put the umbrella in front of the camera, and then they do what they need to do. And as soon as they're out of range, they put the umbrella away. This doesn't ward off visitors. This is a fictitious feeling of security. That's what it is. Let's see. But the vulnerability uncovered in the Ring devices could have put the users at risk from cyber attacks. The vulnerability stems from when the device is first configured to the local network, when the Ring smartphone app needs to send the wireless network connection to the Amazon Ring server in the clouds, right? So that's fantastic. I despise the idea of smart homes. I think they don't do anything but leave you more vulnerable because Wi-Fi technology is not secured. It's not secured in any way, shape, or form. And so people who try to tell you that it gives you a better sense of security if you have a smart home for some reason, or it's all nonsense. It's all nonsense. And the more devices that you have linked to your network, the more opportunity somebody has. Once they hack in, you're done. And the thing is, you won't know about it. And these companies, Amazon, whatever the case may be, they're always a step behind. They're always a step behind hackers. You're better off with a hardwired system. If you're looking for timers, don't get a smart timer. Email me at barrettbrief@gmail.com. I will give you a list of analog timers that you can use around your house, especially on doors or on lights. There are some that you can put over your traditional switches with no wiring that will turn your lights on and off, and you don't need to have access to the internet for it. So, there are ways around it. You don't need to fall for the I have to have smart timers and all that. It's all just a waste.